Okay, man.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening
everybody. Y'all know it's Brown Sugar Radio, and we are in the hit house tonight. Y'all know I got a clown that's acting a little crazy tonight. I am just so excited because today I have one of my homegirls. I haven't had her on the show in a while, and I'm just truly excited because we got to top it up, and I promise that she'd be back on Brown Sugar Radio. So at this time, y'all, I want to give it up for my homegirl, moving and shaking, businesswoman, making it happen, y'all. Licious, what's happening, girl?
LLL, what's up, mama?
Okay, look, you know we got to bring y'all in Brown Sugar style. Now, it wouldn't be right.
That was some
okay.
Steve Harvey type stuff. Steve Harvey needed to say,
you know what I'm talking about? Okay. Look, we got to make it do what it do, y'all. Come on now, my sound effects is tripping. Come on, switchboard, don't buzz on me tonight. You know, I got to act a fool.
It's
girl,
too much
listen.
Yeah,
yes. Okay. No, you can't take it. Too much heat. There we go. Okay, look. Hey, welcome on the lovely listeners in the building.
That's right.
Huh. Girl, okay. So, look, we got to catch up now. I mean, first of all, before we get started, I got to tell you, listeners and I go way back. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, this is the homie. I mean, she's just truly been there for, you know, me as a personal girlfriend as well as Brown Sugar Radio. You know, I know she's moving and shaking, got some great things happening. But there was a time when Lissus and I, you know, we had bonded on some things, and tonight we're going to discuss that. And she's going to tell us how she had her miraculous breakthrough, because many of you know, once you're on the mountaintop, sometimes you have to go through the valley in order to get to the mountaintop. And so tonight we're going to have her discuss two different things. One, her dramatic weight loss and how beautiful and lovely she looks and how she made that happen and, you know, just the process of going through all that. And then we're also going to focus on My Life Keys, which I've been reading. I think it's a tremendous success, just wonderful positivity that you're pouring into others and how to attract greatness into your life, just all kind of wonderful attributes that I want to give up for Licious, my homegirl tonight. But all the listeners in the chat room, I know a lot of you are coming through. A lot of my listeners come through late. I know y'all check out the archive segment. But I got to say that you definitely want to make sure you get your pen and your paper because Licious will give out some important information tonight in regards to her endeavor with My Life Keys. But Let's back it up. Before we get into the good stuff, let's talk about what motivated you in order to make a change as far as for the weight loss program and what was your drive in that?
It had really just gotten to the point where I was unable to function anymore. I had gotten up to 360 pounds, and I'm 5'9".
What?
I was doing real heavy into the personal management at the time, and there was a lot of, you know, wearing the heels and the dresses and the red carpets and the running around over all these different events, and it just got to be to the point where I could not stand up. My back hurt, my feet hurt, my legs hurt. I was miserable. I can't lie and say that the stuff that people said about me on blogs didn't bother me because it did. It started to have an effect on me, and it started, you know, having me question, you know, my sexy and my swag that, you know, that, that I had, you know, so it was a combination of a lot of things.
Right, that's right, you know, and especially being a woman, you know what I'm saying, we got to get that sexy back. You feel me? Got to get that sexy back.
Yeah.
And that's just, you got to be on point, you know, and the thing is with you and I in the entertainment industry, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of pressure. I don't care what nobody say, it is a tremendous amount of pressure for females in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's so superficial. It's sad, but it's true. You know, they look at everything from, is your hair on point? You know what I'm saying? Are your nails, you know what I'm saying, together? Do you got on the baddest outfit? I mean, from head to toe, they checking out your A-game. You know what I'm saying? And we have to make a lot of public appearances, so when we do host parties or when we're promoting or whatever it may be, you know, we have to make sure that we have it together. You know what I'm saying? And it is a very visual industry. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel you on that, girlfriend, okay? I hear you, you know? So I know you had tried some other things. Let's talk about the last time I had you on the show. Girl, it was so funny because you had you were telling me about that baby fat dress that you had, girlfriend. You said you put it up and you would look at that baby fat dress every day. Did you get in the dress, girl? Did you get in that dress?
As a matter of fact, as fate and the universe would have it, I had two birthday parties, one in Los Angeles and one in Atlanta. And the when I flew out to Atlanta, I accidentally left the dress that I was planning on wearing to that party here at home. And luckily, my manager had, you know, he has clothes and shoes of mine, you know, over at the studio there, at the offices there. So in case, you know, something ever happens or whatever, I have something to wear. So as fate would have it, I ended up wearing one of the baby fat dresses that I was telling you about to that birthday party, and it was too big.
What? Shut
it was too
up,
big.
Girl. Uh-oh, look at that. Girl, you better shut your face.
Yes.
Go ahead, listen. See, that's what I'm talking about. And for those of my listeners, I see you all coming through in the chat room. Ed Lip, that's the homie right there. I'm telling you, been with Brown Sugar Radio since we was birthed in action on Blog Talk Radio. What's up? The rest of you coming through, I want to say, please log into the chat room. I see a few listeners that are on the switchboard. And certainly, if you have any questions, Felicia, if you want to log online, you can do that and ask it discreetly in the chat room if you're too shy to call in. Or if you want to, in the middle of the segment, ask any positive questions now. We ain't going to put up with no nonsense tonight. Y'all know how Brown Sugar gets down, okay? But if you have any, listen to how I don't play that, okay?
No, ma'am.
Okay, listen to put you in your place while you're playing. But for those of you who have any questions, you know, on how she got started about her My Life piece, certainly, we'll open up the switchboards later on in the segment, okay? But let's get back to now the reality of being a female, not feeling attractive, not feeling at your what's the word I want to use? I want to say your best, your personal best, you know what I'm saying, as far as physically. I know mentally that has to draw on you too. So what was it, the other things that you tried? Let's go over that, and then we'll get into what made you do the final decision to lose the weight?
Okay. I tried everything. Every weight loss program that you could possibly think of, every pill. I tried Dr. Ian's Fat Smash diet. I tried the Celebrity Fit Club diet, the grapefruit diet, the drink shoe polish and lose 20 pounds overnight diet. Like any diet you could possibly think of, I tried. I even started, as you know, because you had me on your show last year, I started thenewlicious.com in an effort to publicly keep me accountable to people where I was weighing in every week and, you know, blogging about my ups and downs and, you know, losses and gains. And I found that not even that kept me accountable. It wasn't until the light switch went off inside of me where I finally said, I'm too young, I'm too beautiful, I have too much left to accomplish to allow this weight to continue to stay on me, because I realized why I had put the weight on. I put the weight on because as a young person, I was very thin, I modeled, I was in beauty pageants, but I didn't feel beautiful on the inside. I didn't believe that I was beautiful. I thought I was fat and ugly and, you know, all these other negative things that we have a tendency to tell ourselves. And so because of that, I attracted men and situations that that supported that idea. And so I got this idea in my head that if this is how beautiful women get treated, I don't want to be beautiful. So I gained a bunch of weight and just continued to gain it, and then it got into a place where I couldn't lose it. I had gained, you know, close to 200 pounds. And actually I did gain 200 pounds. So yeah, it wasn't until that mental switch inside of me, regardless of what was going on externally, it wasn't until that light bulb went off that I made the decision, you know, to lose the weight permanently.
Okay, I heard that. So now we're going to get into many of the listeners that are just joining us. Welcome. I see you coming through the chat room. I see some of you actually have numbers in the chat room. By all means, I want to encourage you to create a user account. Log in. It's complimentary to create one. And lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, okay? But now we're going to get into what was it, the surgery that she had, and many of you may find it's controversial, but I was very proud of Licious when she made the decision to actually go forward with it. And I decided to follow up with her on the show to see how she was doing with it and to battle some of the myths that come with it, okay? And so Licious, she decided to have the surgery that many of you may find, well, you know, hey, it may be risky, or I think it's the best thing in the world. Like I said, my thing is, if she's happy and it works for her, I'm going to support her at that. So, Mrs., let's get into the type of surgery you decided to have for the weight loss program and how it paid off.
Okay. There's two major different surgeries. There's the lap band surgery, which is less invasive, and it is not permanent. And the other surgery is gastric bypass, which is, you know, is permanent. They cut your stomach. They reroute your intestines. It's a lot more invasive, a lot more risky. My original desire was to have the bypass because I know that with the bypass surgery, you drop the weight really quick. Like within 8 or 9 months, you're done losing your weight. The difference, and that's what all my focus was. I wasn't thinking about health or, you know, my health at the time, what was going to be riskier, what was going to be better for me long run. All I kept thinking was, I want this weight off. I just want it off. And luckily, I was blessed to have a surgeon who wasn't putting up with none of my shit.
Okay, I know that's right. Okay.
He wasn't having it. He was like, if you want that surgery, you go to another surgeon. I'm not doing it. If you don't need it. You don't, you know, it's not necessary. It's too invasive. Your health at this point is so bad that you might not survive that surgery. So
we need more doctors like him. Do you hear me? We need more doctors like him. That will stand up.
Shout out to Dr. John Root. You know, he is the top surgeon in his field in the state of California. He's a top bariatric and lap band surgeon within the country. So he's an excellent surgeon. He wasn't having it, and I went ahead and opted to have the lap band surgery. Now, let me get into the myths of it.
Okay.
People think that it is, quote-unquote, taking the easy way out. I struggled with the idea of having surgery for a while. I had a couple of good friends of mine, which you know, David, you know, a.k.a. Punk. Shout out to my boo. Hey, Ab.
That's the homie.
I love you, Ab. He and I had several conversations about it, and he was, you know, very supportive of me, and he was like, just let's make sure we do our research, and, you know, he made it to the top of my list because he was like, legs, I just don't think that you're big enough. Like, you don't weigh enough. I was like, oh, I love you, Abs. Like, he was very, you're beautiful the way you are. I was like, oh. So we walked through it. You know, me, him, my best friend, Alicia, you know, we walked through it together as a process. And then it became, do I tell people publicly what I've done, or do I just take credit for, you know, doing it myself?
Right. That was the Sardone drama. You feel me? And I want to get into a little bit of that, but finish your story.
Yeah, that was the drama. I mean, because you kind of, on one hand, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You know, if you don't tell, then you're a liar. If you do tell, you took the easy way out. But let me assure you that there was nothing easy about what I went through. I had to do a 2-week liquid fast prior to my surgery, which means I had no food in my stomach at all for 14 days. I drank pre-made 6-ounce nasty shakes. I drank water, and that was it. I was not allowed to eat anything else. It was 600 calories a day on liquid. I lost 30 pounds even before I went into surgery in 2 weeks.
Golly.
Went into surgery, and then after surgery, I spent another 2.5 weeks on liquid. So I didn't have any kind of food in my stomach for close to 45 days. There was nothing easy about that. I cried before the surgery. I was like, I can't do it. It's too hard. I need a burger. Like, it was not easy. And then after I had the surgery, I lost about 70 pounds within 3 months. Real quick, it came off. I really wasn't exercising. I really wasn't doing anything except eating what I was supposed to eat. My surgeon is completely different than the surgeons that I've heard about before. My surgeon keeps you on a 5-month program prior to you having your surgery, where there's no bread, there's no pasta, there's no potatoes, there's no none of that. You're eating very strict, healthy, you know, small portion diet. And I lost about 70 pounds doing that. Then when I was allowed to introduce any kind of food into my system, I found out very quickly that I was one of the lucky few who has had the surgery who can eat whatever she wants and it doesn't make her sick.
Okay.
So some people will eat stuff that's too sweet or too high in fat or, you know, carbonated, and they immediately throw up. I don't have that. I can eat whatever I want, and I've only gotten sick once, and that was because I was being greedy. I ate too much, more than I was supposed to, but I can eat whatever I want. So once I discovered that, I started eating whatever I wanted, and within a month, I gained 30 pounds. So I realized that the surgery is not a miracle cure. It is a tool that you use to help you lose the weight.
So see, and that's good. I'm really glad that you said that, because I don't want people to feel like, okay, you know, people do their surgery, they're cheating, they can just work out. Everybody does not have that. You know what I mean? Everybody doesn't have that ability. Now, for me, I'm a mother, and after I have my children, you already know I'm a mother, but for my listeners that are just joining us in the chat room, it was very hard to lose the weight, you know, and there were days I would just get so discouraged. I felt like, you know what, why even bother to work out? I'm still working out. I'm still doing the same thing, and I'm not getting any results, you know what I mean? I'm eating less, working out more, you know what I'm saying? You try everything, grapefruit diet, the Hollywood diet, you know, and it's frustrating. So I can truly understand where you're coming from, and you say it's not cheating. It's just it was a last result. You know, it was something that you decided to do, and you felt that you had tried every single other type of option, and I'm not mad at you for that. You know what I'm saying? And real quick, I want to get on the Star Jones before I forget, and I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I, even myself, Star, forgive me, baby girl, okay, but I had even, in a sense, lost respect for Star, because I felt like, me being the individual I am, I like to always keep it 100. You know what I mean? Just be real about yours. I'm going to be real about mine. You know, it's easier just to be straightforward, because when you lie, you got to tell another lie, tell another lie, and that's just not me. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it real, and you know what I'm saying? Then we'll be all right. So when she had came out and was real secretive and hush-hush, it kind of made me feel like, well, what are you hiding from? Everybody can look at you, and we can tell you've had something happen to you, because you were losing it too fast. It wasn't natural. So for you to come out and to speak about it and to be, you know, proud about it, I want to commend you for that, because not only will people empathize with you, but you now are the hero for some other young lady that's going through this and contemplating whether or not she should share it or not with the public. You know? And that's really important. So, I don't know. You know, that's my whole thing. You know?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Uh-huh. I hear you. I hear you.
I accidentally hung up and had to call back in. I heard everything you said, though. I've been trying to answer you.
okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to lie, because I feel like when you lie to people, it's because you feel like you've done something wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I know that it wasn't taking the easy way out, because I'm the one who had to walk through it. I'm the one who goes up into the mountains and jogs 6 miles a day to get this weight off. I'm the one who's in the gym 3 days, 3 times a day, 7 days a week, working out like mad. I'm the one who has to watch what I eat. I know that I'll gain weight if I don't eat right. I'm just like a normal person. I just can't eat as much as the average person, but I can get in the same amount of calories as you can if I eat small amounts all day long. So I can gain weight just like the next person. So it's not – the surgery did not – I will give the credit to the surgery for helping me lose the first 60 pounds. Anything after that, it was all me. It didn't have nothing to do with me having surgery. And so that's just a lesson that you don't know until you're the one going through it. You can, you know, because trust me, I went through months of these classes that they make you take. I have friends who had the surgery who told me it's not a miracle. You're not going to wake up overnight, you know, and you're not going to be skinny overnight. And I was like, oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. And
okay.
It's true. It's true. So you don't know until you walk in the person's footsteps. But, no, I was never going to lie about it, ever.
That's right. That's right. Yep. And that's right, you know, and it just makes women feel that much more, or men, you know, there could be men listening, that much more, you know, stronger, not to be ashamed of the decision that they made, you know? So, I don't know. I just feel, I do see some listeners actually on the switchboard. Please let me know. We're going to take a break shortly. The first half of the segment, listeners and I are actually going over her journey in order to achieve such a great goal in her life and the discipline that it took in order to get there. And, you know, this all ties into the My Life Keys, and we're certainly going to get into that in just a second. But I wanted to kind of tap a little bit more into hi, Cheryl Hartfield. I see you there. And guess 5816, 5899, 5896. Thank you so much for coming through tonight. I see you there. And we are just going over Lissus's journey in regards to her receiving this controversial surgery, but it has been very successful for her. And thank God her doctor was wise enough not to just take her money and do what it was that she wanted. For those of you who are joining, she wanted to try, I don't want to say the easier surgery. I don't necessarily know if that would have been the right word or not, Lissus, but certainly it was more riskier, right?
Yeah, it was riskier, and it just wasn't the right one for me. All I could see was I don't want to be fat anymore. I'm sick of this weight. I can't take it. I want it done ASAP. I don't care what it takes. But in hindsight, you know, after having had the surgery, it definitely was. It would not have been the right fit for me at all.
So thank God you had a doctor with some wisdom, okay?
Because
oh, yes.
I'm telling you, some of these doctors for the right dollar, they'd do what they want to do, and it's a wrap.
Oh, no, you told me you can take your little insurance card and your little check and go see another doctor if you want to.
Okay,
you
know? Look, he wasn't having that at all.
No, ma'am.
Okay, so now let's talk about after the surgery. Once you had it and the recovery time, now prior to the surgery you weren't allowed to eat liquids for 2 weeks. Let's talk about the healing process of the surgery and what you went through after that. What can people expect?
Everybody's different. I healed fairly quickly. I was back up and walking 3 days after the surgery. About a week after the surgery, I was able to do, you know, small, like, little exercise. It was mostly walking, lifting your legs, and so forth. I had to give myself injections for 7 days following the surgery, a blood thinning injections. That was not fun. But I did it.
Okay.
I was sort of afraid to eat anything. I was afraid to, you know, the day came when I had to start introducing solid foods into my system, and it made me cry. And because I just was afraid. I was afraid for two reasons. One, I was afraid I was going to eat something that was going to make me sick, and I don't like throwing up. And I was afraid it was going to hurt. And the other thing that I was afraid of was that, you know, I came to realize going through the process that they make you go through prior to even being approved for the surgery, I realized something I never knew about myself, which was that I had a problem with food, that I ate when I was depressed. I ate when I was happy. I ate when I was bored. I ate just to be eating. I wouldn't even be hungry and I would eat. And I didn't realize how much food I could consume until one day I wrote down everything that I had eaten. And I consumed probably more food than an NFL football player in a day. I was eating constantly. And so my fear after the surgery became, as soon as I eat this food, is it going to trigger something in me like an alcoholic? Am I going to want to eat the way, you know, eat stuff that I'm not supposed to be eating? So it became a process of retraining myself to to have a better, healthier relationship with food. I don't eat when I'm not hungry. I get to the point now where my manager and everybody around me yelling at me because I don't eat. I won't eat if I'm not hungry. I'm not going to force myself to eat more than I want to. I don't typically snack like in the middle of the night for no reason. I'm not saying I don't eat bad things because I do, especially when I'm in Atlanta. Oh, good night. Me and Nutella are best friends. I love it. You know, I'm addicted to it. I love it. I eat a burger every now and then. I eat pizza. I eat, you know, I eat regular food now, but I don't have a problem with it. I can walk away from it. Before I could.
And see, the thing that I love is that now, would you like to share with us your, so far at this time, how long has it been since you've had the surgery, and at this point, what's your total weight loss?
I just celebrated my one-year anniversary on March 30th. And yay! I've lost a total of 112 pounds.
You better go ahead, girl. And how many dress sizes did you go down?
I have gone from a size 30, and now I'm fitting into about an 18.
Wow.
So I've gone down close to 15 sizes. I don't look. People who haven't seen me in a while are like, whoa. They're just like, whoa.
Okay.
I'm still sort of catching up with it. I still have these moments where, like, perfect example, when I just was on a business trip in Atlanta, and I was going to get on the plane on my way home, and I kept worrying, what if the seatbelt doesn't fit? What if, you know, because I was kind of eating crazy while in Atlanta. What if the seatbelt doesn't fit? My brain is still thinks I'm close to 400 pounds. So the seatbelt fit fine. I fit fine. I sat in the middle seat. There was way more, you know, I had room between me and the other people. I was comfortable. But my brain still hasn't caught up with the shrinkage of my body yet.
Girl, look at that. Okay. And look, seatbelt fit fine. And she up here tripping, talking about, oh, what am I going to have to do this or do that? Girl, I ain't got to do nothing. I know that's right. Now, let me ask you this. This was the thing when Star Jones had the surgery, was that when she, and by the way, I'd like to, we have been so busy over the last few weeks, but I would like for you to submit a before and after photo for Brown Sugar Radio. And I'm going to post it on my site because I want for many that are thinking about having this type of surgery to, by all means, certainly, you know, see what it can do for them, but read on it and talk to your doctor, most definitely. You know, that has to be the ultimate decision. Everyone's different, okay, but this works for her. And I wanted her testimony to, you know, ring clear tonight for those that may be considering surgery as an alternative for weight loss, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my thing, I wanted to kind of touch a little bit on the fact that when you had the surgery, and I know a lot of women may feel, well, shoot, she's already had the surgery. Why does she still need to exercise? But the toning of your body, see, all you're doing right now is basically, you know, you're shedding pounds. But isn't it also important to maintain a strengthening exercise, you know, with maybe some dumbbells or some type of free weights or something, right, to keep that body intact as you're losing the weight so quickly?
Well, that's another myth. People think that if you have surgery, you don't have to work out and the weight will still come off. That is true for the first 2 months. For the first 2 months, you don't have to exercise or do nothing. It's gonna, because your body's in shock. It's not taking in as many calories as it's used to taking in. It is not taking in the same kind of foods as it used to taking in, so it's in shock, so it starts dumping weight real quick. That happens for 2 months. After that, if you don't exercise, just like anybody else on the face of the earth, your body adjusts to its new stomach and its new calorie intake, and you will stop losing weight, and you will start gaining it if you exercise.
Right. Okay.
So that is a complete and total myth. The other thing is that I did extensive, severe, irrevocable damage to my body. I went from weighing 160 pounds to weighing 360 pounds. I gained 200 pounds. So if I don't work out, you know, people see pictures of my legs even when I was 360 pounds. I don't really gain weight in my legs, so my legs look small. I'm small from my waist down, but everything up, my stomach, my chest, my back, my, you know, my arms aren't really that big either. But if I don't work out, all that skin is just going to be left hanging. And even though I'm working out, I still have loose skin. So I don't know when I'm done losing the weight, if I'm going to have loose skin or if I'm going to have surgery, or I won't know him, you know, for another, you know, 60 pounds or so. But you have to work out. I mean, just for health reasons, you know, my manager and I, the My Life Keys are, we are sponsoring a cancer walk for a fan of a friend of ours. And next month in May in Atlanta. And me and my manager, you know, we're very competitive with one another, me and my business partner. And so I was on some old, you know, I'm going to whoop you, right? You know, I'm going to run circles.
Okay.
He's mad. You know, he's ex-NFL, you know, like, you know, he's, you know, nice body, like, you know, healthy dude.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm going to run circles around you, right? And we kind of started laughing about it. But the truth of the matter is that he stopped exercising. So if he doesn't stop exercising, I'm going to run around. I'm going to run circles around him. So
okay.
You have to work out. You have to, just for health reasons.
You
but
have to keep it tight. That's right.
Yes.
Y'all heard that. Gotta keep it tight. Make it right. Real quick, I want to shout out some listeners, and then we're at that halfway point. I want to take a quick commercial break. I see there's a few comments in the chat room. I got to shout out Beautiful Butterfly. Thank you for joining us tonight. Cheryl Hartfield, Donnie Radio. We got guest 6142. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. And I wanted to read a comment in the chat box, and Cheryl, I hope you don't mind me reading this, but she was sharing a story saying she's a 41-year-old lady. We used to weigh about 320 pounds last year. She's lost 35. Okay, she stopped working out because her knees hurt too bad, but she's walking again, okay? Mm-hmm. And so what bit of advice would you have, Licious, for this listener that's in the chat room right now? Because she puts at the end of her comment, she don't want to be a big girl no more, okay? I'm mad at you, Cheryl.
Yeah. Let me preface, because I get a lot of emails about this. Let me say, first of all, that whether you're big or small, you're beautiful, just as you are. For health reasons, it's good to lose the weight, but you are beautiful just as you are right now. Congratulations for losing the first 30 pounds. That is not an easy thing to do, I know from personal experience, so congratulations for doing that. My best advice to you is to take it one day at a time, one step at a time. Do not try to overdo it. I put myself in the hospital trying to overdo it, trying to lose weight too quick, trying to do too much, not eating enough, not eating the right stuff. You know, don't damage yourself by trying to do things quickly. It took me a year to lose 112 pounds. So, you know, I would say just step by step. Start off walking like you have been. And then once you're comfortable walking, put a little pep in your step. Start jogging a little bit. And once you're comfortable jogging, start running. Do exercises that make you feel good. Go swimming, ride a bicycle, swing on a swing set, go play tennis, go up into the mountains and go hiking, which is one of my favorite things to do. Do stuff that keeps you interested so that you don't get bored.
Excellent bit of advice. Cheryl, I certainly hope that was helpful for you. And by all means, you know, I think it's important that you also have a someone that you're accountable to, rather a personal girlfriend, you know, or a personal trainer, you know, somebody that you know will get you up and running. What's going on, All Sport Talk? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I see you coming through tonight. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate all of you kind of popping in and checking out Brown Sugar Radio. So what I'm going to do at this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get into the second half of the segment. Those of you who have some more questions, Felicious, certainly you can holler at your girl at 646-716-8697, all right, after this quick commercial break. Y'all keep it locked on the live show on the Internet.
Man, I've been trying to call her all day. Where's she at?
This is the fifth Christmas that he promised that we were going to spend together, and here I am alone. He told me he was going out of town this weekend, but he never wants to tell me where he's going. Funny. He always has to know where I'm going.
It's the holiday once again, and I'm trying to call her, and she's not answering her phone. I wonder where she could be. Let me go see.
I am sick and tired of this. I am worth more than that. Author Tanya White reveals the secrets to having healthy, productive, and long-lasting relationships in her new book, Relationship Rerun, How to Break the Cycle of Choosing the Wrong People for the Right Relationship. Being trapped in a relationship rerun is extremely frustrating and emotionally draining. If you find yourself in an irritating cycle of unwanted, unsatisfying, and unhealthy relationship patterns year after year, then this book is sure to break the chains that keep you bound to having the wrong people in your life.
The brand new book, Relationship Reruns, How to Break the Cycle of Choosing the Wrong People for the Right Relationship, and also How to Deal with a Difficult Woman, is now available by logging on to www.TanyaWhite.com. Once again, that's www.TanyaWhite.com. Pick up your copy today.
Hey, this is CC Peniston and Brown Sugar Radio is where I like to chill every Thursday night at 7 p.m. on the liveest show on the internet.
Who's Mike Spielberg?
Who? Mike Spielberg. I don't know who that is.
Spike who?
Mike Spielberg. I have no idea who that is. Can you tell me?
Spike Spielberg is bringing Hollywood to the Queen City.
Y'all done heard of him. What you acting like y'all know him? You better know him. You better know. You better recognize.
You can check out Spike Spielberg live from the director's chair weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. www.blogtalkradio.com/skeebofilms. SKEEBOFILMS. Or log on to www.spikespielberg.com for more information.
What's poppin'? This is AK Billionaire from Do or Die. We chillin' with my girl, Brown Sugar, on the live show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio. Holla back. Church.
All right, y'all. So we're going to keep it popping. Hi. All right, we're back after that quick commercial break. And we're going to get into the second half of the segment, which I'm really excited about. And at this point, we're going to have listeners talk about what led her into the My Life Keys and what she can share to help inspire your life tonight. All right? So just tell us how this story began as far as with this new endeavor in your life with My Life Keys.
It was really important to me. I knew that it was my calling in life to inspire and motivate people. I just didn't know what the name of it was. I didn't know what kind of job title to give it. I just knew that I was good at it. And I did a 7-day mental cleanse where I completely disconnected from the world, just period. No TV, no radio, no CDs, no music, no nothing. It was just me, meditation, prayer, educational books, educational CDs, conferences, seminars, anything that was going to feed me, I did that. I walked for an hour in the beginning of my day every day. I focused on gratitude. I focused on affirmations. I focused on being still and being quiet and allowing the answers to come. And probably about 2 or 3 days into it, I got this idea called My Life Keys, where I could be a life coach, where I could be a motivational speaker, where I could put to use the tools and the experience that I had gone through my whole life from beginning to end. I realized that God allowed me to go through those things to help other people, to use them as examples, because if you're coming to me and you're frustrated about weight loss and I don't know what it's like to lose weight, you're not going to listen to me. If you are wanting advice or help about having been abused or been in bad relationships or been abused as a child, and I've never been through those things, you're not going to listen to me because your idea is going to be that I don't know how you're feeling. So I realized very quickly that all of the experiences that I've gone through in my life were for a very specific purpose, which is to help other people. So as the 7-day cleanse went on and thereafter, I just started receiving these ideas. Now,
I'm a very firm believer that, you know, we all come from the same place. Whether you call that source God or the universe or Jehovah or Jesus or Buddha or whatever you choose to call that source, it is what it is. It is where we come from. It is greatness. It is the spirit of which we are born. And so I started getting ideas from God, and all of these things started to fall into place. I was introduced to my business partner, Tavon Monstermonts, via an associate of ours. And the very first conversation that we had, it was this ironic thing. It was like we had known of each other for months, and we'd had each other's information for months, but neither one of us was real impressed by the other. We were both on some old, he high. She cool, she whatever. I mean, she high,
okay.
You know.
Girl, you crazy.
Yeah. So neither one of us could make that first move, but he said he woke up one day and he said that he knew that if he didn't talk to me before the end of the day, something wasn't going to be right, that he needed to talk to me. So we ended up talking on the phone the first night for 8 hours. And
wow. There's
a story in the Bible about Jonathan and David. And the story goes that they were not related by blood, but that God fused their souls together, that they were soulmates, and that one could not accomplish their goal without the other. And that is sort of the experience that I had with my partner. And once he came into the picture, everything kind of started falling into place for both of us. And it happened very quickly, and it happened very miraculously. And my life key was born of it.
Girl, you better go ahead now, okay?
Yes,
I gotta tell you, you are getting some positive reviews, girlfriend, in the chat room. The listeners, the chat box is filling up. I gotta give it up for my loyal listeners and my brand new listeners checking out the show for the first time. You know, Liz, she's actually telling a story for those of you just joining us on what inspired her to become a life coach and how she shed the pounds tremendously. And, you know, she's just truly doing what God ordained her to do and to fulfill the needs of others. And God just got to give you much love for that, because it takes a special person, you know what I'm saying, to walk in them shoes. And you can't tell nobody what it's like to feel pain. You can't tell nobody what it's like to have been through something so uncomfortable until you've experienced it. You feel what I'm saying? And you've been there, and you've done that. And so you would make an excellent life coach, because of the fact that you have walked the road. And if somebody was to tell you, walk a mile in my shoes, you can say, baby, I done been there, done that, and came back.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
okay?
Yeah.
All right? So you real about yours, and people will be able to relate to you. And that's what I love about you so much.
Thanks.
But people feeling the show, they feeling what you're saying, and they really appreciate, you know, what it is that you're doing. And I got to say, we do have a listener. That's on the switchboard, and I don't know, caller, let me know if you're just calling to listen, or do you have a question for Licious, all right? Please don't hang up. Just let me know. If you're just listening, that's cool, and if not, I will go ahead and put you back on mute if you do not have a question. Okay, I have a 323 area code. You on Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Hi.
How you doing? Who's on the line?
My name is Cynthia.
Cynthia?
Yeah.
Hi, Cynthia. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. You have a question for Licious?
You know, I just found you guys on the internet via my cell phone and just thought I'd tune in.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming through on Brown Sugar Radio tonight, and I hope this show has inspired you.
I just started listening, but I can relate to what the young lady was speaking on.
Okay. All right. Well, if you have any questions, let me know. I don't know if you're listening through the phone, but if you have access to a computer, you can join us in our chat room, and certainly you can ask any questions in there, okay?
Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you, Cynthia. All right. Now I have another caller here on the line. All right. Let's see here. We got a 623. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening? 623? Oh, yeah, don't be scared.
Don't be
I
scared,
y'all. Okay, look. I'm telling you, listen to cooler than a fan, y'all. Cooler than a fan.
Look. I'm here live.
You know what I'm saying?
But, girl, I'm just happy. Y'all know I'm crazy in here. I'm telling y'all, I'm cool tonight. I'm cordial tonight because I know it'll be coming up. But I said I want to be a little more sophisticated tonight, so we're going to go. Okay, we're going to keep it grown and sexy tonight and talk about what we can do to keep it real and keep yourself in shape, keep yourself on point. And, you know, let me ask you this. What would you say would be one of the most challenging aspects of being a life coach?
Oh my goodness. I had to learn how not to take everything on as – I had to learn not to take every client on as a family member and take their situation personally. Because what happens is I hear these stories and they call and they show up in the office or, you know, in an email, and I hear these stories and I can see almost immediately what the solution is. And so it was my initial instinct to say, okay, this is what's wrong. This is what you need to do. Now let's go do it. And then when they wouldn't do it, I would get mad like a mama. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, all you have to do is do this, and your life will change. Like, that has been the most challenging thing for me, is that it's not my job to force you to put the tools to work. Just like it's not my job to – I mean, it is my job, but it's not – I can't force myself to use the same tools that I tell you guys about every day. I have to make a conscious effort on a daily basis to apply those tools. It does not come easily for me all the time. We're human beings. You know, the light bills do, and you start worrying about where the money's coming from, and you don't realize that worry is sending out into the universe this energy that brings more things for you to worry about. So if you just remain calm and peaceful and you start giving yourself, you know, one thing I'm very big on is positive affirmations. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what, you know, what spiritual path you choose to walk. Every single religion and every single spiritual path says the same thing. There is power in your tongue. There is life and death in your tongue.
Death and the power of your tongue, girl. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, look, amen, sister.
Exactly. So
that's real.
If I plant apple seeds, why would I get mad when apples grow?
You feel me?
Why are you mad about it? If you're constantly, this is something that I did. I constantly told myself, you're fat, you're ugly, no one's ever going to want you, your life is going to be miserable. I told myself things to the point where I believed it. And it didn't match the stuff that was, you know, going on around me, because constantly people were like, oh, my God, you're so beautiful, you're so funny. And I'm like, they don't know. They don't know the real me. That's a mask, because I'm inside of this and that. I had convinced myself that these things were true. And because I believed it, then my life started taking a certain path. So I would say the very, very, very first thing that I would tell people is to start planting seeds that you want to see grow. If you want apples, plant apple seeds. If you want positive things to happen, plant positive words. If you don't get mad when you start talking mess about, and people don't get it. They're like, oh, my God, girl, I am always late. I'm the most unlucky person in the whole world. Bad stuff always happens to me. If it's bad, it's going to happen to me, girl. These are all affirmations.
That's right.
You wonder why you're late all the time, and you wonder why bad stuff always happens to you, and you wonder why your life is a hot, boiling mess. It's because you believe that it is. It's because you constantly sow those seeds into your life. So watch what you say, people.
Watch it, y'all. Watch it, okay? That's real talk right there. You know, I've always I learned that through my skills. I was blessed to be a sales director with Mary Kay Cosmetic. I led a group of women, and, you know, we would actually have to go to seminars as directors, leadership conferences and things of that nature, and especially being in the nature of sales, we had to always have those affirmations and those goals in front of you, because you didn't know where your next sale was coming from. You know, you had to fully rely on, you know, God in order to intervene and to make great things happen for you. But at the same time, what people fail to realize is God can't work through no parked car.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? You can wish all day long to be a millionaire, but if you're not putting forth the steps that it takes in order to get to that goal, then you sit here fooling yourself and you're wasting time.
And don't get mad at God when it doesn't happen. I quit.
Okay.
I mean, you know me on a personal level. You know that while I was doing the Wise Out Management thing, I had a regular 9-to-5 job. I was working 24/7. There was not a day.
Oh,
well. I was working during the day, and then when I got off at night, I was working with my clients. And I still have my management company, and I still have some amazing clients. So what I had to do was make a choice. I can't run myself into the ground. I know that this is what my life's purpose is, so I'm going to step out on faith, and I'm going to expect the net to be there to catch me. And I quit my job. I was making six figures. In this economy, I quit my job. And everybody,
okay.
In this economy, you quit your job in this economy? Oh, my God. But see, that's not the point. The point is I have stepped out on faith, and I am showing God that I believe that together we are I'm a co-creator with God. I come from greatness.
That's right.
If my daddy's great, I have no choice but to be great. So
that's right.
Once you know what your purpose is, you have got to step out on faith and know that you know that you know that it is possible. It is all possible, regardless of what you see around you right now.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I'm telling you. And that's the one thing when you're going through any goal. Now, tonight we were primarily focusing on weight loss, but any goal in life, we have to realize that fear is nothing but false evidence appearing real. That is the acronym for fear. And that's what I've learned, you know. And you really have to have that opportunity, you know what I mean, in order to just tune out any obstacle and focus on whatever your goal is. But in the process, if you have a long-term goal, let's say 5 years from now to be a homeowner or to earn $100,000 a year, graduate with your master's, whatever it is, you got to have some short-term goals and small goals in between the long-term goals. So that you can have a sense of accomplishment. And that's something I emphasize strongly to my children and to my listeners, is to make sure that you always have that window, you know what I mean, in order to achieve small goals and say, okay, I'm not going to go out and eat fast food every, you know, three times a week. I'm going to cut down to one time a week, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to walk for 30 minutes instead of 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be anything drastic. You know, start small. And once you start achieving, what people don't realize, those small goals are stepping stones that will reach to the next level and help you achieve the greater goals in life. You hear what I'm saying?
Exactly. I mean, another thing I would add to that is to focus on the end result. It is not our job to figure out the how. It is not your job. Let's say, I'll share something personal. Me and my business partner both decided to write ourselves checks. Now, he always got to try to one-up me on everything we do. So I wrote my check for $100,000 paid to me on December 31st, 2010. He wrote his check for $150,000. Okay, so his $20,000 more than mine. But his is made payable for the same day, December 31st, 2010. It is not our job to figure out how we're going to cash that check. It is our job to focus on that check and to let the ideas come through us and then to move when the ideas come. That is what your job is. Your job is to move. Your job is not to figure out the how. The how belongs to God. And again, I feel very strongly about this. I have my own personal spiritual path that I follow. I do purposely do not put my religious or spiritual beliefs, you know, out there on the website and stuff like that, because I don't want it to deter you from calling me. Because, again, my personal belief is that we all come from the same place.
That's right.
We all come
That's
from
right.
the same place. And the rules
That's
are the
right.
same. If me and Brown Sugar are on a roof, and I tell her I don't believe in the law of gravity, and she tells me I do believe in it, I believe in it wholeheartedly, it doesn't matter. When we jump, we're both going to fall. Whether I believe in it or not, because it's a law that's in effect. So
Absolutely.
It's the same thing with the way you live your life. If you want to lose 100 pounds, don't visualize yourself losing the 100 pounds. Visualize yourself at your goal weight. Visualize yourself
that's
in that baby fat dress. Visualize yourself in them high heels. Visualize yourself with them greased up legs and the fellas going ow, ow, ow every time you walk down the street. See that. And then the things that need to take place in the spiritual realm will begin to happen. You just let it happen.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Big ups real quick. I want to shout out some more listeners coming through. Monster has some great comments in the chat room. And then Lana G, thank you for coming through tonight. I wanted to read another comment, and then we're going to close shortly. I got to do some short announcements. So certainly, Licious, I want you to shout out before we go your contact information, and certainly any websites you'd like to promote in order to gain some new clients, okay? But one thing, I love a comment that was written in here, and it was speaking on, hold on, let me scroll back up because they steady writing in the chat group, chat box keeps moving. All righty, where did it go? I just read the comment, and I just really wanted to read it about, where did it go? Okay, right here, Monster put, you have to believe in yourself and do what it takes in order to make things happen. And belief, that right there, that's a huge word. That is a huge word. I know a lot of people may feel like, well, you know, I can't do that. You know, that's not possible. And all of those words, to me, I tell my kids every time, they say, Mom, I can't. That's a curse word to me.
Yeah.
You know, you're speaking inevitability without even knowing that, you know, you can't even achieve that goal. You're already defeated.
Exactly.
You know?
I always tell the monster in the chat room, that's my business partner. That's the man I've been telling you about. And we say all the time, it is not the desire for a thing that makes it come true. It's the belief in it. Have you ever woken up and you stubbed your toe and you like, damn, this is gonna be the worst day ever. And you believe that just because you stubbed your toe, the rest of your day is gonna be messed up, and it is. It's not because you stubbed your toe. It was your reaction to it. It's not your desire for a thing. It's not your desire to lose weight. It's not your desire to be married. It's not your desire to be loved. It's not your desire to be successful that makes these things manifest. It's your belief that it's possible. It is your belief that it is possible, that you are capable of doing it. I say all the time, we come from greatness. We attract greatness. We are greatness. We are born of greatness. We all have the same amount of God in us. It doesn't matter who we are. And we were all born to do something that no one else on the face of this earth can do. I can't do what Monster can do. And he can't do what I can do. And so together, we go out and we start changing. Like, you should see. I can't wait till because we're coming to Vegas in the next couple of weeks. I can't wait for you to see people. I can't wait for you to see people's reactions. It's visceral. We walk out. We'll be walking from the car to someplace. And without fail, everywhere we go, who are they? What are they doing? Who are you guys? What's going on? Da, 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 da. Everywhere we go. Why? Because we believe that we're different from other people. We believe that we're supposed to change people's lives, that when we walk into a room, people pay attention to us. And so what happens is they do. And once they start paying attention, we start showing them, you already have all the answers inside of you. You just need to listen and then apply.
That's right. Girl, you better go ahead now. Well, listen, I want you to shout out real quick how they can contact you. We only have a few minutes remaining. You have been a blessing tonight on Brown Sugar Radio, and I thank God for you. And I just want for you to share how they can get in touch with you and to certainly attain you as a life coach.
If you want to go ahead and check out the website, you can go to www.mylifekeys.com. All of our contact information will be on the Contact Us tab there. All the information, there's very extensive bios on myself and on Tavon Monster Mont. There's products that you can purchase there. If you'd like to email me directly, it would be at StephanieElva@MyLifeKeys.com. If you'd like to book a motivator or a life coach to come out and deal with you one-on-one over the phone, we have so many different venues. You don't have to be in the same state or the same country. We have clients that are in international, England, all these different places. So visit the website. All the information is there. You can follow us on Twitter. Mine is twitter.com/MyLifeKeys. Go there every day for your daily motivation, your positive affirmations, and any kind of inspiration that you need. And if you'd like to follow the vice president of My Life Keys, you can visit him on Twitter at twitter.com/monster, and it's spelled MONTSTERR.
All right, now. Well, y'all got it first here on the longest show on the internet, baby. Brown Sugar Radio. I got to say thank you once again for coming through. And definitely, good looking out, Monster. He hit up the website in the chat room. For those of you who did not catch it, certainly you can write it down there. I got to say thank you so much for coming through. All of you guys, you know you're welcome anytime, girl, to come back through. You know that, right?
Yes, ma'am. So, this is home for me. Thank you so much for having us.
You know?
This is home for me. Maybe we can have Tavon on. Let him, you know, let him talk to you for a little while because he's a whole different level of motivation.
You know what I mean? Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. We got to make it do what it do. All right. Well, thank you, girl, for coming through tonight. You be blessed. And we're going to go ahead and close at this time. And certainly, you know my number, girl. You come back and let's make it do what it do. So,
yes,
all
ma'am.
Right.
Thank you for having us so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Take care. Okay. Well, I'm going to all right, girl. I'm going to close with decide to be positive. Okay. Negative people don't enjoy life. Every day with positive expectations is one of the key principles to godly happiness. We act on what we believe. So positive thoughts cause positive actions. If you want a positive life, begin thinking positive thoughts. It is easy to do so if you read the word and meditate on God's word through you. Get alone today and think about all the good and positive things that God has done in your life and in your past and in your present and what he's going to do in your future. All that he has planned for you is yours for the asking. And just know that success is getting up one more time. Good night and be blessed.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's at. The most impressive show.
On Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.